This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
We have time. We have time to fix you up.
No.
We do. Don't be so negative this morning, Jamie. I'm here. I'm your friend. I'm telling you.
I even said.
Listen, I've seen you when you look good. Okay? So I know it's possible.
I do know
wow. It's possible. Jamie is going out to San Diego.
Uh-huh.
Gonna go see an old boyfriend.
Travy. My very own Travy.
Oh, little Travy, Travy, Travy.
He's the guy that took my virginity in high school.
Oh, yeah. He's back for more.
He's back for more to see you,
I meant.
Yeah.
All right, so Travy's on the list for the weekend, right? All right, so Jamie's going out there. Well, I'll be honest with you, folks. She's on to something. She's not looking her best today.
I'm not looking her best.
She looks a little tired, worn down.
Well, let me just explain.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. Let me explain something. So, you know, when you have family come into town, no matter who you are, it doesn't matter. You always, like, want to, like, make your house pretty and all that stuff, right? So you want to have, like, and my sister and her boyfriend, well, her boyfriend especially, have never been out to the cabin.
Right.
So I busted my ears to get it all perfect and great and all this stuff. You know, it's been a lot. And so I've stayed out there way too late every night getting it perfect.
Yeah.
And then we had Bar Bingo. I stayed out way too late, right? So all in all, in 72 hours, I've had 11 and a half hours of sleep.
Oh.
So I'm a little wackadoodle, right? I'm not going to lie. I'm like, like that. See?
Haggard is the word I'd use.
Wow.
Haggard.
So I said to BJ, I go, I think I'm going to cancel. I don't think I'm going to go to San Diego today. And he's like, why? And I'm like, look at me. And he's like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Oh, man. Well, she doesn't look her best, guys. If you guys want to sit down and lie to her face, that's fine. But I'm telling her the truth. She looks terrible today.
Wow.
She doesn't. Well, let me put it this way. She looks good. She looks good. She looks good for us, okay? But to go see the guy that, you know, back in the day.
Right. And I haven't seen him in 20 years.
Right. Haven't seen him in 20 years. You've lost all this weight.
Yeah.
You look hot. Because when she showed up at Bar Bingo, Jamie took the friggin', I almost said a bad word there. She took the cake, man. She looked good. She looked good
That's
Wednesday.
Nice. Night.
You did?
Thank you.
You looked super hot. Now, since Wednesday, I mean, you can't go down a ski hill faster, okay, than what she has done.
Wow.
With her looks.
Wow.
She is just loving it.
Oh, man. Wow.
But
he's making up for saying you were hot on Wednesday.
But look, let me put it with the same analogy.
Listen to me, okay?
But here's the thing. When you get to the bottom of the hill, there's a lift. There's a lift. You can go right back up again. And that's where we are. Jamie's about to get on the lift.
My looks are a ski slope.
Yeah, you're a ski slope. Your looks are. And right now, we're at the bottom, man. We could use some cocoa. Hot cocoa. And back on that lift, warm up a little bit, and let's hit the slope again. All right?
And the thing is, the reason why I'm not mad at him, you guys, and not sticking up for myself is because he's not wrong.
Because I'm your friend, Jamie.
And I'm not even mad about this.
I'm not like Carson and
Schmidtill,
those two yahoos. They'll lie to your face. They'll tell you, oh, you look great today. No. Yeah, the old boyfriend. Huh?
Oh, God.
Are you a little
what?
Nervous about this?
Yeah.
I mean, but with social media today and how we can, you know.
I mean, we talk a lot.
Yeah,
we talk every day.
And pictures and things.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be caught off guard.
But, no.
How is he looking these days?
Here, I'll show you a picture.
Can you show me a picture of him?
Yeah.
I mean, he might be even further down that slope than you.
No, he. Here's what he looks like.
Oh, let me take a look. Oh, that's not the same guy I saw before.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. He's much, he's matured. Matured.
Matured.
Matured.
Well, yeah, you saw the picture from us from high school.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That's the last picture I saw.
Yeah, yeah.
And you look very close. closer to the same than he does.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a compliment.
Because he has a gray beard and gray hair.
He's a good-looking guy, though.
Yeah.
He really is.
Yeah.
He really is a good-looking guy. I like the gray. I like the beard. I do like it.
He looks good.
He looks good. Now, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay? You're taking a couple of girlfriends with you.
I am. Michelle and Kylie.
Yeah. Are they going to wreck this for you?
Well, here's what I told them. Here's what I told them.
I mean, I know Michelle.
Wait, hold on.
That girl. Good Lord. She could turn a Catholic church upside down.
What is going on?
I'm just
saying.
Ski
slopes and Catholic churches?
What's going on? Back me up, Carson and Spadell. That Michelle. Woo.
I mean,
parties. Well, that's the thing.
It's not a train wreck.
You're already on no sleep, and then going out with her, you're really not going to get any sleep.
Thank you, Carson. You're coming around, though. It's about time you guys see it how I see it.
Here's what I said to them, both of them, because we're all going today. I said, listen, he's like a workout guy, you know what I mean? And he doesn't drink at all or smoke a pot.
This is all screwed up.
Why would you bring Michelle to that?
Yeah.
Those two girls like to party.
And so I
wouldn't
said
have said
to
it
them,
like that. You said that little.
What did he say?
I wouldn't have said it like
that. Why would you bring Michelle if he doesn't like to drink?
Dude,
oh my God! We're using a real name now.
We didn't need to do that.
Her name is Melissa.
Why are you taking the girls if he doesn't like?
Why are you taking Melissa and Kelly?
Connie. I like the name Connie.
Connie and Melissa. Why are you taking them? Listen. Let's change their names.
How are you going?
It's a fair question for Melissa.
How are you going to dump them to go be with him?
Okay, so tonight we're all going out. Tomorrow we're having brunch. That's planned. And then tomorrow night we're going to, Travie and I are going to go walk on the beach together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we're just going to go for a walk on the beach. Like, he's going to come down to our hotel. And then I said, well, let's just go walk on the beach. And then my friends are like, well, we'll just stand by and see how it goes.
Oh, see, they're going to be behind you guys at a weird distance.
And they're going to be like all tanked, right? And be like, we see you!
Now,
kiss her now!
Is walk on the beach like code for something?
No, it's just catching up. We're gonna,
oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he said he'd like bring a blanket and we sit on the beach and just hang out.
Catch up?
Yep.
Man.
What?
If I'm the girls, Melissa and Connie.
Yeah.
If I'm Melissa, take a drone. Take a drone.
Oh my God.
That's a great idea. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. She'd never know.
Well, I can hear it.
Taking pictures.
They got pretty good zoom. Yeah. Now. Yeah. They can get in there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Put it on the internet.
So I did say, I said, listen, he doesn't drink or party or anything like that. And he's just like, really just a sweet, sweet human. And so if you guys could not be drunk in front of him, I would appreciate it.
Good luck with that.
And they're like, wait a minute, it's our weekend. Like, what are you doing?
They're like, we're on vacation. We'll do whatever we want.
I know.
That's great.
So anyway, yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
It'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Spadell, can you move some of this stuff around so I can hit the commercial set here?
Yep.
Because we're running behind. The computers are all jammed up.
Yeah, I know.
I can't get anything to work.
Oh,
when I look down and we're set to go into commercial set, we have to take a break. And then all of a sudden, there's a bunch of junk in there.
We should play that song again.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This morning, early this morning, there was a weird country, a gospel song that played.
Urban gospel.
Yeah, it was so weird. Everything's jacked up. All right, well, anyway.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.